All right. Here's to another job well done, ladies. Mere fortunes never falter. This meat isn't half bad. Much better than that piss water we had in the cell. Perhaps we should raid more merchant ships after we leave this town. One of them's bound to have good liquor. I'll talk it over with the captain. She's usually open to my ideas. The last ship was a bit risky, but nothing we couldn't handle. Where is she anyway? Not passed out in an alleyway again, I hope. Oh, perhaps she found a willing man to bed with for the night. Not a bad idea when I think about it. Oh, enjoy the drinks, chums. I'll see you back at the ship. I'm going hunting. Right. No. Let's find a suitable candidate. What about the bartender? Oh, he's got too many girls fighting for his attention already. One of the lumberyard workers in the corner? No, too rough. I want someone soft tonight. Somebody I can have some fun with. Wait. I didn't notice that survey boy when he came in. He's very cute. Why couldn't he serve our drinks? Those eyes. That smile. That butt. And he seems a little skittish. Oh, honey, you're gonna be perfect. How should I handle this? I think I'll give him the usual sweet talk. Touch here, wink there. Maybe get him drunk? Not too drunk, though. His dick needs to be ready for action. Servant boy? Come here for a moment. Hey there. Tavern's lively tonight. Been making plenty of tips? Good. A handsome lad like yourself shouldn't go unrewarded. You're quite welcome. The angels deserve to know how good they look. What's that? Oh, sorry. I didn't notice that my hand was touching your arm. Tends to drift when I get close. It's okay, dear. You don't need to pull back. I won't bite, I promise. Drinks? No, I wasn't planning to order any. Not alone, at least. Yes, silly. I'm talking about you. The other servants have the tavern under control. Surely I could indulge you in a drink. Come on, cutie. One drink couldn't hurt. Excellent choice. The chin stroke and the wink gets them every time. Don't mind me, just musing to myself. Anyway, bring 2 glasses of that tasty mead. All right, bottoms up. Refreshing, isn't it? Don't you feel a bit more relaxed now? Good boy. And you're smiling, too. You look even cuter when you smile. Do you mind if I put my arm around your shoulder? No? Splendid. I guess I'm not as thirsty as I thought. And this glass is still half full. Why don't you finish it for me? You deserve it with all the hard work you've been doing, don't you think? Whoa there, Tiger. Don't get carried away. Aw, your cheeks are a little bit flushed now. So adorable. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself now, lad. That's what taverns are for, after all. Here, the table over there just became empty. Come sit with me. Ah, I'm sure you're happy to be sitting down. You've been walking around all night. Hmm? You want to know what I do for a living? I'm a sailor. Been one for 8 years now. Serving aboard the... I always forget the name. It's a strange one. Painted on the side, you know. We just call it the ship. Well, life is good. I stay in shape, see the world, have an adventure or two. And for adventures, it's helpful to have a sword like this one and know how to use it, just in case. Well, thank you, cutie. I think you're interesting, too. That's why I called you over in the first place. I read somewhere that interesting people feel drawn to each other. Kind of like fate, if you believe in that mumbo jumbo. Maybe we were fated to meet. Do you think we were fated to kiss? Your lips feel as luscious as they look. Well, I find you quite fetching, servant boy. What do you think about me? That's very kind of you. Not many men would appreciate a woman with defined muscles like these. There we go. Part and parcel of a sailor's life. Suppose this ponytail makes me look more feminine, but I just tie my hair up because I'm too lazy to cut it. Is your home far from here? I'd love to see it. And see more of you. It's close. How fortunate. Let's get out of here. I'm sure no one will notice that you're gone. So this is where you live. It's a very nice cottage. This looks more like the home of a tavern owner than that of a person who serves drinks. It was an inheritance from your father? How generous of him. Now, I think it's time we picked up where we left off. Don't you think? Can I just say, I love how submissive you are. So keen for me to do whatever I want. Like shoving you against this wall. Pinning your arms up. And parting your legs with my knee. You don't need to say anything, baby. And the look of anticipation in your eyes says it all. Mm. I'm sure my pussy will feel even better. Where's your bed? I'll let you go. For now. We've passed several rooms. Perhaps I should just fuck you on this hardwood floor. Oh, it's here? What a lovely bedroom. Are those silk sheets? I admire your taste. Now, lie back on the bed like a good boy. Yes. Just gonna settle over you. Does my pussy feel good through these breeches? You're getting hard very quickly. I'm getting really wet. Are you ready for me? Okay. Then drop your trousers. I'll guide you in. Pre-cum, I feel. What an excitable lad. Oh, have you ever been ridden like this before? With the girl facing away from you? Little thing I picked up on my travels. Folks in the New World call it cowgirl. What? Yeah, you can grab my hips. My ass is pretty soft, too. Give it a squeeze. Good boy. I'm gonna destroy this dick tonight. Being out at sea made me miss fucking so much. My crewmates are all women. Dildos just ain't enough for me. True, sometimes they dabble with each other. Ain't my scene. I like a good girl. Good hard cock. I need a man like you to make himself useful. Oh, yes. Got that moan. Keep moaning for me, baby. You can move those hips a little more, too. Fuck me back. Yes. Oh, good boy. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, you're hitting just the right spot, too. leverage to fuck me with. I want you to fuck up into me like your life depends on it. Oh, there you go. That's it, my good boy. And for somebody who looks so innocent, you really can fuck. Your cheeks are looking flushed again. Oh, you must be getting close. I am too, so you're in luck. Not much longer now. Oh, God. Yes. Bite your lip again. Oh, God, that's so fucking cute. I'm not letting you go until I get every drop of your cum. Thrust those hips harder. Harder. Oh, fuck. Fuck, yes. Again. Oh, your bed's a mess. And you're one hell of a lay, servant boy. I think you've earned the right to cuddle. Oh, I enjoyed that a lot more than I thought I would. You're welcome. I'm glad you did, too. After all, if you're not having a good time, I didn't do my job, right? Whew. That dick of yours could sink a freighter. Not really. It was pretty damn good. Huh? Ah, no. I won't get pregnant. I have certain medicines to prevent that from happening. Oh, it'd be a disaster if I was making a baby every time I dropped into the mainland. I'll rest here for the night if you don't mind. It's a long walk back to the docks. Good night, cutie. I'll hold you while you sleep. There we go. Now I've got my arms all wrapped around you. You're safe and warm. Doesn't that feel good? Now, rest. You've earned it. Damn, did I sleep in? This bed is way too comfortable. Hey, where's the servant boy? In another room, I guess. Perfect time to swipe some valuables on my way out. I don't want to for some reason. What the hell's wrong with me? Whatever. I'll figure it out later. That's a really good smell. Oh, he must be in the kitchen. Good morning, servant boy. You're up. Early? Oh, my sleep was good.
Really good, in fact. That food looks delicious.
Looks like a lot for one person, though. You want me to eat with you?
I don't know, lad. I was on my way out.
All right, okay. If you insist. But only because it smells as great as it looks.
Jesus, I've been missing out. That was great. Thank you. Really. Still waking up. But, sadly, I really must be going now. We're setting sail soon.
A goodbye hug?
Sure, I don't mind. Come here.
What's this you're giving me?
I've never seen a pocket watch like this before.
A good luck charm to have while at sea?
That's very thoughtful, but I can't take this.
Because it looks like a family heirloom. I can't...
Okay, cutie. I'll hold on to this. But I will return it one day, okay? I promise. Now, my crewmates are waiting for me. Goodbye.
Well, that was certainly something. Man, I should have cleaned him out and jumped out of the bedroom window. Am I getting soft?
Ugh. I don't know.
He's a special one, that's for sure. He better be alive when I come back. Whatever that may be.